A Global Security System, An Alternative to War, a publication of World Beyond War in March 2015 at worldbeyondwar.org, read by David Swanson. A Global Security System, An Alternative to War, Executive Summary. Resting on a convincing body of evidence that violence is not a necessary component of conflict among states and between states and non-state actors, World Beyond War asserts that war itself can be ended. We humans have lived without war for most of our existence, and most people live without war most of the time. Warfare arose about 6,000 years ago, less than 0.5% of our existence as Homo sapiens, and spawned a vicious cycle of warfare as peoples fearing attack by militarized states found it necessary to imitate them, and so began the cycle of violence that has culminated in the last 100 years in a condition of permawar. War now threatens to destroy civilization as weapons have become ever more destructive. However, in the last 150 years, revolutionary new knowledge and methods of nonviolent conflict management have been developing that lead us to assert that it is time to end warfare and that we can do so by mobilizing millions around a global effort. Here you will find the pillars of war which must be taken down so that the whole edifice of the war system can collapse, and here are the foundations of peace already being laid, on which we will build a world where everyone will be safe. This report presents a comprehensive blueprint for peace as the basis of an action plan to finally end war. It begins with a provocative vision of peace, which may seem to some to be utopian until one reads the rest of the report, which comprises the means for achieving it. The first two parts of the report present an analysis of how the current war system works, the desirability and necessity of replacing it, and an analysis of why doing this is possible. The next part outlines the alternative global security system, rejecting the failed system of national security and replacing it with the concept of common security. No one is safe until all are safe. This relies on three broad strategies for humanity to end war, including 13 strategies for 1. Demilitarizing security, and 21 strategies for 2. Managing conflicts without violence, and 3. Creating a culture of peace. The first two are the steps to dismantling the war machine and replacing it with a peace system that will provide a more assured common security. These two comprise the hardware of creating a peace system. The next section, 11 strategies for accelerating the already developing culture of peace, provides the software. That is, the values and concepts necessary to operate a peace system and the means to spread these globally. The remainder of the report addresses reasons for optimism and what the individual can do, and ends with a resource guide for further study. While this report is based on the work of many experts in international relations and peace studies and on the experience of many activists, it is intended to be an evolving plan as we gain more and more experience. The historic end of war is now possible if we muster the will to act and so save ourselves and the planet from ever greater catastrophe. World Beyond War firmly believes that we can do this. A vision of peace. We will know we have achieved peace when the world is safe for all the children. We will play freely out of doors, never worrying about picking up cluster bombs or about drones buzzing overhead. There will be good education for all of them, for as far as they are able to go. Schools will be safe and free from fear. The economy will be healthy, producing useful things rather than those things which destroy use value, and producing them in ways that are sustainable. There will be no carbon-burning industry, and global warming will have been halted. All children will study peace and will be trained in powerful, peaceful methods of confronting violence, should it arise at all. They will all learn how to diffuse and resolve conflicts peacefully. When they grow up, they may enlist in a shanti sena, a peace force that will be trained in civilian-based defense, making their nations ungovernable if attacked by another country or a coup d'etat, and therefore immune from conquest. The children will be healthy because health care will be freely available, funded from the vast sums that once were spent on the war machine. The air and water will be clean, soils healthy, and producing healthy food because the funding for ecological restoration will be available from the same source. When we see the children playing, we will see children from many different cultures together at their play because restrictive borders will have been abolished. The arts will flourish. While learning to be proud of their own cultures, their religions, arts, foods, traditions, etc., these children will realize they are citizens of one small planet, as well as citizens of their respective countries. These children will never be soldiers, although they may well serve humanity in voluntary organizations or in some kind of universal service for the common good.